Welcome to Story Comic Presents, where we interview amazing storytellers and artists. This is episode 343. I'm your host, Barney Smith of StoryComic.com. We're excited to have back with us the acclaimed and celebrated comic book writer and owner of Diebold Comics, John Holland. John.
How are you, sir? It's good to be back.
Yeah, and so this, you're officially a three-peater. You've been on, this is your third time.
Yes, it is.
Which means... Yeah. You get the prestigious title of friend of the show now. So
awesome.
There you go. When you were on last time, you were talking about some of last time you were on and talking about Alma. And before that, you were talking about some of your other titles.
Yes.
But now you, as of this recording, you have a very successful Kickstarter, which you've almost doubled your pledge goal, which is called Death Rain Gehenna, issue number one.
Yes.
All right.
So it makes
talk
me
to
feel
us about that, John.
Makes me feel a little better after the failure of Alma on the Kickstarter. So I've learned a lot from the first one, and then I've learned a lot just doing this one too. Kickstarters are hard work. That's the first thing I've learned. Yeah. you know, it's been like, you know, 24/7 with this Kickstarter, but you know, yeah, we made our goal almost at, I think we're like a little over $200 from doubling it. So we got about 9 days left. So we're hoping to at least double it. You know, everybody says that last couple of days you do really well. You know, you do well the first couple of days and well the last couple of days. So I'm hoping we have a really good, you know, end to this Kickstarter. And our goal is kind of to hit 6,000, and we're hoping to hit that. But, right. It's been doing really well. This one is a little different. You know, it's very 90s inspired. If you see the art on it, you really flash back to the Image guys.
It's that the throwback to like Image and Wildstorm almost. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Top Cow. The artist, Travis Smith, is very big fans of that. And, you know, he was very specific in this style. He wanted to create something that was like going back to that time, you know, just kind of some fun action adventure comics. Mm. Travis has actually kind of came up with the initial idea for this comic. We've been tossing ideas back and forth for the last year, maybe 2 years, and trying to figure something out to try to publish. And he put the original cover, the double wraparound cover, on Facebook, and it just really blew up with likes and people commenting on how much they liked it. So we went from there to we figured, okay, maybe this is what we want to do, because we've had a lot of different ideas, and we decided that, you know, we're going to start this off as our first Kickstarter. You know, the goal is to do this as a continuing story, like maybe every 2 to 3 months, you know, do a Kickstarter with this, and then maybe in between those times, you know, come out with something else. You know, we'd like to be doing like 2 or 3 different books on a regular basis, and just, you know, be able to fund it through Kickstarter and, you know, hopefully make a little bit money for ourselves also. So we're off to a good start right now. So,
and so your partner, he's from Exile Studios then?
Yeah, Exile Studios. Travis, that's actually how we met. He was trying to create a studio where we could just get a lot of, you know, writers, artists, inkers, colors, just a group of people together that we could work and, you know, publish our own stuff, you know, create our own comics, publish them, and not have to worry about it. And Exile Studios was the name of it. And pretty much, you know, it didn't quite work out like we were hoping. And but Travis and I have kind of stuck with it. And so we're kind of publishing it between Diebold Comics and Exile Studios. But we're probably going to come up with our own little brand as a publisher for what we do together. We haven't quite fastened on what we're going to do as far as a name, but so for right now it's Diebold Comics and Exile Studios.
So talk to us a little bit about then, John, the concept of Death Rain.
All right, well, Gehenna is a planet that basically where reality doesn't exist. So in this planet, almost anything can exist on this planet. Like And one part where we're talking about right now, it's really basically full of demons. You know, you go from that to another part of the planet, and it could be full of vampires or something else. Another part of the planet, time might not exist like normal. It could be like, it could loop up on itself. It could, you know, run backwards. So basically, we created a planet where we can almost do any type of story we want to do. And the first storyline is basically there's cities from Earth that are disappearing from Earth and appearing on Gehenna. And the demons in this area are basically trying to kill the Earth people. So our three heroes, Jericho Black, Allison, and then Steve the Death Machine, are basically trying to save the humans and get them off to like a safe spot on the planet. So it's the first storyline is going to be a lot of action, a lot of adventure, just kind of in your face, like that old, some of those old Image style comics that just were like bigger than life.
And so you mentioned before, there was like Travis kind of came up with the idea of Death Rain as
Travis
both kind of ran with it.
Yeah, Travis kind of came up with the initial idea and kind of, you know, drew these kids. Some of these were characters I think he's had sitting around for a while. And he showed me the original art, you know, the original page cover. And then we just kind of went from there and, you know, kind of tossed ideas back and forth. And so it's been a real true collaboration where, you know, but, you know, he's added as much or more to some of the background of this, you know, and it's coming into a really interesting storyline. Like I said, in the next storyline, we might do something completely different. You know, we're kind of holding on to that Image or that 90s style for even other storylines. But if you think about it, in the 90s, that's when Sandman was out and Sin City and Hellboy. And there's a lot of, you know, 90s was a pretty influential time for comics. So we've got a lot of stuff we can kind of look back at as inspiration for this series.
You've been writing stories for 30 years now,
probably longer. So, yeah, probably since the 80s. Yeah, I started like in the 80s because I'm pretty old, so you know I've been around for a while.
How does this story compare to some of the other stories that you've written in the past?
You know, I like to think everything I write, I try to do something different. I think this is more kind of more just action adventure, more, you know. Just moving along that way than, you know, some of the other stuff. But everything is a little different. You know, Alma was more of a horror story with, you know, an older character. Robot Sex was, you know, a little different. So, and I try to write something, everything to be a little different than what was before, because otherwise it'd get boring pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. Robot Sex, that was a really good. Are you going to continue that one?
Yeah, I'm hoping to bring that to Kickstarter eventually, too. Yeah, I definitely want to continue that. I've got a story, you know, I've really got that kind of in my mind plotted out for the next few issues. So, and I really love that story, too. So I want to finish that for sure.
How do we get to know a little bit of Jericho Black and also Allison these first 48 pages?
Yeah, we're going to know. We're going to find some things out about them. Like Jericho Black actually has some ties to Earth. And we're going to find out that he's got ties back to being like a knight from the Crusades. So he's been around for quite a while.
Oh, cool.
And then Allison is actually a former demon. So she's trying to, like, you know, prove, you know, just to redeem herself, to prove that, you know, she's not more than just an evil person, that she can be a good guy.
And so talk to us a little bit also now on just the Kickstarter in general. What were some of the mistakes you mentioned that you learned from the past that you were able to tweak this Kickstarter to make it so successful so far?
That I can't do it by myself. The first Kickstarter, basically, you know, everything, I designed it. I made the first page. And, you know, we're working with a few people here to kind of help us out. We've got Bradley Golden, who is the CEO and publisher of Second Sight Studios, who they just published a horror anthology called Shook that Dark Horse picked up on. And he's our editor and has been helping us, you know, get some publicity about it. And also Kevin Gilliatt from Inked Publishing, who basically they helped design the Kickstarters and really helped people with it. He came in right after we started and really has been a big help, because I designed the first page, you know, the Kickstarter page, and I didn't know what I was doing. And, you know, compared to what it looks like now, it's like night and day. He came in and redesigned it, put it up, made it look a lot more professional. So it's been a big help having some people that kind of know what they're doing with Kickstarter. And having people, it's not me trying to push everything and trying to, you know, get the publicity for it. So there's been other people helping, you know, helping us with the tiers, things like that. So it's, I think unless you're really good at all of that, you need help when you do a Kickstarter, you know. Right. I've learned that, because that first Kickstarter I did, you know, there was a lot of things wrong with it. You know, I learned about shipping, you know, not to overcharge in shipping and a lot of different stuff that, right, you know, has worked out a lot better for this one.
So where did you get like your variant cover artists?
They actually are artists that I've worked with. Javi Lepar is actually our colorist on the book, and he worked with, he was the artist on Ayla, Speaker for the Dead that I did. And then Hernan Gonzalez is one of the variant artists, and he was the artist on Alma. So he's did one of the covers for us. And then we've got Brian LeBlanc did like a cover, and he's actually local. Brian and Preston, who both did covers for us, also they're both local, live near me. And they've did two variant covers for us. Preston actually did some variant covers for that Wesley Snipes comic that was on, I think it was on Indiegogo about a year ago. Right. So he's did a few covers for, you know, he's worked for some different publishers and stuff. So we didn't get any like superstar artists, but, you know, we got, I think, some really good artists to do some variant covers and make it look, you know, give us a different look to it.
Because I noticed too, it just seems like you have a really good bulk of your backers are the ones that just like that wraparound cover. They're a bunch of your,
And then we did a 24-hour early bird special that was Brian's cover that we offered like just the first 24 hours, and that actually got a lot of takers, you know. And that's going to be a cover with no logo, you know, no logos, not just the art on it. So we're offering that cover now, but with the logo and everything. But the first 24 hours, you know, we got off to a pretty good start on our first day of on the Kickstarter, and a lot of it was Brian's cover that helped push us that first day. I was gonna say, we've actually got some high end tiers that have done really well for us. We've done the, you know, where we have a drawn in tier where you can be drawn into the comic. We've got another tier where you can actually be drawn. We'll draw you on the cover, and we'll print like, you know, half a dozen copies of that cover that you'll get with you on the cover. And we've actually had a backer. We've got one backer for that cover already. And some of the high end tiers, you know, we're kind of, well, will they take it or not? But we're figured it's worth, you know, trying, because if we get just a couple people take it, that makes a big difference.
Right. And so what are some of the things about the storyline that you're really thinking, this is pretty unique, I'm really excited about, people are going to read about this piece?
Hopefully just some of the things we do with the characters, and, you know, with the you know, I think people are going to go in thinking it may be just a straight, you know, big fight. A lot of that is what it is, a lot of adventure and action, but, you know, we're going to try to throw in a few little wrinkles in there, little more science fiction maybe than just a big superhero, you know, punch him in the face. A few things that may, you know, make people stop and go, oh, that's kind of cool.
John, with this said, we mentioned robot sex. What's next for Diebold Comics?
The next thing is hopefully in March, April, May, I'm going to put Alma back on Kickstarter. I'm going to go back and, you know, try to do this right the first
day. Do it again.
You know, and then after that, I'm thinking of doing robot sex on Kickstarter. You know, trying to get that up. I've got two issues. You know, I'd like to maybe even, you know, if I put it back on Kickstarter, if I get it on Kickstarter, get it, do it in color too, and just see where we go from that.
So if people are listening to this podcast later and miss the Kickstarter, if they want to actually buy Death Rain issue number one, how could they get that?
I'll have that up on my my shop at Ko-Fi Diebold Comics.
Okay.
That's kind of my homepage for everything right now. That's become it's one of those pages I can do everything on. I can put blog, I can put tiers, I can put a shop on. So I've kind of went with them, and we'll have it up on the shop, so people will be able to buy it.
Congratulations on having a successful Kickstarter so far. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a lot better to have it successful than the last one.
Yeah, and you said Alma was, that was a good storyline too. Yeah. That was definitely a really good storyline.
You know, and I asked for more. Yeah. I asked for a lot. I think I ended up asking for like 4,500 for Alma for my first Kickstarter, and that was a big mistake. I think I made almost $2,000 on it, but you know, 4,500 is a lot high for the first one.
Well, you know, John, any last thoughts or?
No, I appreciate everybody buying anything that I write and, you know, helping me out. So, and I'm going to keep doing, you know, we have this and then Travis and I are already, you know, talking about the next book we're going to work on, and we're going to, you know, continue to try to, put out issues of Death Rain too. So it's structured to be a continuing storyline. So, but in between, we're going to be doing other books too. So, hopefully we're going to have a lot of stuff coming out in the next year.
Perfect. All right. Looking forward to seeing more John Holland in the upcoming year then. Perfect. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh yeah, you're a lot louder now.
Okay, good. Because usually when I have to make sure it's louder because So last time you were on, so John, I bought a radio station. So now I'm a radio station owner now.
Oh wow.
So, yeah. So now I have to be very conscientious of my, you know, making sure audio sounds good. So
yeah. What type of radio station?
It's a country radio station, country music. Oh, okay. So local country. So now I have to start listening to country because I never listened to country before, but now I am. So yeah.
There's some good, I'm not a big, real big country fan, but there's some pretty good country stuff out there.
What's funny is that I've been listening to that. So, cause now I've owned it for about 6 months and now I've been hearing it all day. Cause we have to hear it, make sure everything sounds good.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to a top 40 station on the way to work. Cause it's always good to hear what other radio stations are playing. Yeah. There's like three or four songs that they're playing on the top 40 pop station that they play in the country station. So it's like, wait, I thought this was a country song.
Oh yeah. I think country, the line between country and pop is very blurred.
Yeah, well, they call it now, the joke is another word for country music is rural rock now. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go, John. All right.